Nolte, Another Media Lie, Multitudes Not Filling Streets Over Roe Reversal. By John Nolte on June 27, 2022. For 50 years, the corporate media told us overturning the moral and legal atrocity known as Roe v. Wade would result in an explosion of civil unrest. So where is it? This is my favorite headline in the world right now. In 48 hours of protest, thousands of Americans cry out for abortion rights. Thousands. Thousands, y'all. In a country of 330 million, thousands. After a half century of the corporate media assuring and reassuring us abortion was a third rail, an American sacrament, a surefire way to ignite civil war too, this time Democrats will win, we get, thousands. Look at these lackluster protests all around the country. For contrast, here's video from the 2022 March for Life and pro-life gathering held in January. Keep in mind that most of these folks had to travel all the way to D.C., not to their local state capital, and this march took place in the bitter cold of January, not on a beautiful summer weekend. Here's the March for Life crowd in just one state, Pennsylvania. So, for once, a Vox headline is correct. Thousands. Well, we were promised a lot more than thousands, more than tens of thousands, even more than hundreds of thousands. We were promised millions. Where are they, corporate media? Where is your citizen uprising to protect the sacred right to butcher an unborn baby just because? Where's the feminist energy you promised us, NBC News? Where's the feminist outrage you promised us, KNLAW? Where's the citizen uprising you promised us, New York Times? And I'll add this. Among the mere thousands who did take it to the streets this weekend, most of aren't even everyday citizens. Almost everyone I see is either a professional activist or straight up mentally ill. This isn't the citizen uprising the Washington Post promised us. No, this is a lunatic uprising of spoiled babies and hellhound millennials whose entire identity and false sense of self-esteem emanates from their icky sex lives. I'll now confess something. The corporate media fooled me. I expected at least a Category 3 shitstorm. Instead, we got a drizzle. It's not as if the left can't fill the streets, which we saw in the immediate days after Donald Trump won the 2016 presidential election and the murder of George Floyd. But the streets are far from filled after 50 years of all those civil unrest threats the media and Democrats used to protect Roe. What's more, thanks to the SCOTUS leak that failed, the left had all kinds of time to organize these protests in advance. Where are they? There are two likely reasons these mass protests are not happening. The first is that thanks to new media, people understand that the Supreme Court did not outlaw abortion. The fake media would have you believe abortion is now outlawed. The truth, however, is much less divisive. The issue of abortion now returns to the place it never should have left, voters. States will now decide their own abortion laws. That's called democracy. Secondly, everyday non-mentally ill Americans have bigger things to worry about than luxury social issues. Record inflation, record gas prices, violent crime, a wide-open southern border, and a president who doesn't know what day it is. When it costs $80 to fill your gas tank, maybe driving to Los Angeles to rage against the patriarchy loses some of its luster. Especially when you live in a state where you still have the right to butcher your baby right up until birth. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.